Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. How are you, everybody? Thanks for tuning in here on the last weekend of July. We are here with you talking with Kim Moore today. We've got Scott Pliskin, Dr. Scotty, in the business spotlight, and our very lovely Heather Thomas, editor of Tallahassee Women Magazine, with another Women to Watch. Stay tuned.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done.
The holidays are coming. Well, in a few months, and that's why now is the time to shower up with the beautiful custom shower enclosure from Widen Glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. They've designed and installed tub and shower enclosures for Tallahassee homeowners for over 70 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures provide style and luxury at an affordable price. With the holidays coming, that means family, and that means now is the time to shower up. With style. Call Widen Glass today, 222-5781. Or chat online with one of their service professionals at widenglass.com. W-H-I-D-D-O-N, Widen, the best name in glass since 1945. Call 222-5781.
Going green just got easier with high-performance window film from Truck and Car Concepts.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty, owner of Truck and Car Concepts. We have over 18 years' experience. Our sun control films eliminate 79% of the heat gains and 99.9% of the UV rays to prevent fading.
Use less energy and save money with professionally installed high-performance window film from Truck and Car Concepts. One block east of Weems Road on Mahan Drive, across from Kraft Nissan. Call 656-8800.
So here we are, boys and girls, on the beautiful Saturday of the last Saturday in July. It's always important that I figure out what day it is and where I am at the moment. Wherever you are listening here about on 93.3, our home station, Freedom 93 in Tallahassee, or if you're about somewhere else, from, golly sakes, Seattle. We got listeners in Pittsburgh and Austin and over there in Germany and Spain. Always lovely to hear from you folks. I appreciate so much that you keep track of what's going on. We certainly are trying to do that. That's what we do here, talking about all the things Tallahassee has going on. All things tally, we like to say. And no less today, we have the very able Kim Moore bringing us information about her work out there at TCC, this workforce group that she's a part of, and she's now helping the folks with this newly formed Institute for Nonprofit Associations, designed to give them more instruction and support and all kinds of good things will come. We're going to learn all about that, so Kim will be here with us, and Heather Thomas, I think, has Gloria Pugh with us. Gloria and Dean, local entrepreneurs and contributors to our well-being in this community. Glad to have them in studio. I think this is part two of that ongoing conversation that Heather Thomas has been having with her. So we're going to have that and our good friend Dr. Scott Pliskin. He's a veterinarian here in town, and I figured, why not? Let's have Scott in the business spotlight and learn a little bit more about caring for our pets and what he does to keep them all healthy, and that's a good thing, right? We care about our pets, especially in Tallytown, where I don't know anybody who doesn't have a dog or a cat or a bird, or an iguana. I don't know if he does. He might service iguanas. We'll have to find out from Scott about that. But anyway, that's what's coming up. We've got some other stuff going on for you, too, in as much as we've launched this promotion, I guess you'd call it, information campaign, I think officially is the idea. It's called Prepared. And it is a severe weather guide, and it's presented by our good friends at Guardian Home Inspections and Repairs. the title sponsor for this year's information campaign. And you say, well, what is it? TallahasseePrepared.com is where you go to find out all about this thing. And it is, in fact, an information guide that keeps us prepared for severe weather that happens throughout the year. Of course, we are very familiar with the idea of preparing for hurricanes, and that gets talked about a lot. Hurricane season is upon us and will be now for the next several months. But we all know that beyond those very severe storms, the hurricane season as such, there are year-round challenges, shall we say. Heat and humidity and lightning. I mean, we're the lightning capital of the South, I think. Certainly, severe thunderstorms and rain that can cause flooding. Shoot, we even had a hailstorm come up here last year, wasn't that? Last February of last year? I mean, so Tallahassee has all kinds of surprises for us, and we need to be prepared for that. So what we did is we assembled a team of able professionals, folks who are very knowledgeable in their respective fields, and they're all available there for you at this nifty website. And there's an online publication that's being prepared with the idea that in this prepared publication, you'll have helpful information and resources, emergency contacts, professional services that you can call on that are trustworthy, people like Guardian, Home Inspection. In fact, here, let me look at this website real quick. Again, it's TallahasseePrepared.com. And let's see who some of these people are. Well, you've got Witten Glass. We know about them. And Miller's Tree Service. Drew Miller and his crew, they do a fine job. Who else? Truck and Car Concepts is over there talking about window film and how that can protect you from flying glass. Whenever, you know, and, of course, the damages that can occur from heat. And we've got, who else here? We've got the Printery up there helping us stay prepared. So all of these folks have gathered together. We got more folks coming our way who will add to this compilation of information. Again, the website, TallahasseePrepared.com. Check it out. What else shall we check out? Well, how about some of the things going on around this here lovely town? And I'm just, you know what I'm doing? I'm looking at tallyconnection.com, one of my favorite sites. Tallahassee Farmers Market is on there for today, down there at Market Square in the Market Square District, up there, the Market Square Pavilion. I say down, up, down, I don't know. Where it depends on what part of town you're in, I guess. And not to be outdone, the chain of parks downtown has their marketplace going on, too. So see there, you can just get into all the fresh vegetables and crafts and kinds of neat stuff. Looks like Frenchtown Heritage Market is also in play, and they're down there on Georgia and Macomb. That's a cool thing. So lots of market stuff going on today. Outdoors, and why not? I'm looking down here now. If you've not done this, you owe it to yourself. TallyConnection.com is the place to go. Here's something really cool. Battle of the Bands, a Wakulla One-Stop Community Center. That happens today as well. In fact, the gates are opening at 10 a.m., so you ought to make your way down there. Well, folks, I'll tell you what, I've got somebody else who can bring us up to date on local events. Bianca is standing by with our events in a minute. Bianca?
Today is the first annual Battle of the Bands fundraiser, benefiting Wakulla One Step Community Center. Gates open at 10 a.m., and the event lasts until 8 this evening. Tomorrow, take your chance to make history and set a new world record. Bring your friends and family to pose in a group photograph to help raise awareness that 1 in 12 people in the world have some form of hepatitis and that someone dies every 30 seconds from hepatitis. Check-in is at 9:30 a.m. at the picnic tables at Lake Ella for the picture at 10 a.m. This Thursday, join ABC Liquors in a craft beer tasting from 6 to 8 p.m. For only $10, you will sample over 60 craft beers and receive a souvenir beer glass and a coupon to use for the evening. With your events in a minute, I'm Bianca Moore.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
The holidays are coming. Well, in a few months, and that's why now is the time to shower up with a beautiful custom shower enclosure from Witten Glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. They've designed and installed tub and shower enclosures for Tallahassee homeowners for over 70 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures provide style and luxury at an affordable price. With the holidays coming, that means family, and that means now is the time to shower up. With style, call Witten Glass today, 222-5781, or chat online with one of their service professionals at wittenglass.com. W-H-I-D-D-O-N, Witten. The best name in glass since 1945. Call 222-5781.
Finally, the right face for radio. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. We have Kim Moore with us. How are you, ma'am?
I'm great.
You're looking marvelous. I love the whole fresh summer look here.
Thank
with
you.
The yeah, it just look it suits you. If you don't know, and I certainly don't know, I don't know anything, apparently, or I know very little. I know that I'm supposed to show up here. That's about as much as I know. But I am here, and I've got Kim Moore talking about her work, the newly arrived Vice President of Workforce Development. I think I've got that right. And that is an organization operating out there at as part of the whole marvelous work that Jim Murdaugh and his companions do at Tallahassee Community College. We're glad you're with us, Kim.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, and so because I remain ignorant of so much of this that's very important to us as a community, I'm desperately relying on you to get me informed and right along with some of our listeners who may be learning. There's some differences here. The history, as I understand it, for you goes back to your work with what was at one time called Workforce Plus,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Which was this private-public kind of partnership Jeb Bush initiated when he was governor.
Mm-hmm.
Got that. You headed up that effort here locally, right?
Right. Yes.
And these days, they're known as Career Source.
Yes, correct.
Is it Career Source Plus? No, just
it's Career Source, and based on a geographical area. For our area, it's Career Source Capital Region. That's their name.
Mm-hmm. So, for those folks who may not recall, back in the old days, prior to the initiation of Workforce Plus, it was the Department of Labor for the state of Florida, and Governor Bush said, "You know what? Let's do something a little different there." So he privatized that effort, developed Workforce Plus offices, programs throughout the state. How many? 10?
There's 24 workforce 24. Boards, and there were over 100 plus one-stops is what they were known as.
Wow.
Yeah.
All of this effort designed to try to better integrate employers and employees, potential employees.
Absolutely.
Right?
To make those connections and make them sooner. Yeah.
Make them sooner. Coming out of school or unemployed, looking for work, whatever.
Whatever the case, veterans, disabled. Yeah.
And you yourself, as I understand it, had that as your background, a graduate of Florida State, looking for work, and gosh, here, you know, you got to work at Workforce Plus, And then ended up running the joint for a while. How long were you there?
Living the American dream. I actually served in a CEO spot for nearly 8 years, but over a decade, overall. Yeah.
Okay. So then Jim Murdaugh, the way he is, and we all know Jim, he's sneaky this way, right? He sees very smart, very talented folks who work 28 hours a day.
Yeah.
Came to you and said, or did you go to them and say, "Hey, I understand you got an idea here." How did I actually apply it?
And interestingly enough, I mean, people in the community sent the job posting to me. I had no idea that it was there and open and everybody all around. This sounds like you. This is great. This is the next chapter.
Isn't that interesting how that works?
Yeah.
When you with that phrase, this sounds like you.
Mm-hmm.
There are just certain works, certain roles in life that each of us play. It just kind of comes up out of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I was a little kid, I was doing magic shows in my backyard for all the neighborhood kids.
Oh, wow.
Built my own little wooden magic booth.
Had my
black cape. Yeah.
You still have it?
You know what? I've lost that.
You lost that? Okay.
Cape. I still have the magic.
You got
booth.
The magic.
Yeah.
Okay.
and I have this studio. So, you know, I'm still doing magic. So that's kind of, and when I asked Eric Barron that question, I said, "What did you want to do when you were a little kid? Did you want to be a college president?" And he's like, "No." And he said, "Well, for my 8th birthday, I asked for a geology kit."
Oh, wow.
So he said, "I always wanted to study rocks."
Oh, wow.
So that's exactly what he did. That was how he served academia as a geologist, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I asked the governor's wife, First Lady Ann Scott, I said, were you ever thinking this way when you were a young person, thinking maybe someday I'll be the governor's wife? You know, and she said, "Are you kidding? I wasn't imagining that 5 years ago." So she was as shocked
as
anybody.
Yeah.
But yet here, you know, you find yourself in this role, and by my hearing, and I don't know. I mean, I don't really know you, but I know of you, and it seems as though you have just been able to shine in this capacity. And now the vice president for workforce development there at TCC, and that engages you in a way that, is that the same kind of work, or how, if it is different, how is it different?
Yeah, I think the different piece is that with workforce development, the individual is already there, the job seeker looking for a job despite what level of training or skills. Here at TCC Workforce Development, what makes me passionate about it is that you create the programs that you know that employers are in need of. And you create those programs and individuals get that training and they're able to get their lives. So in some instances, you know, it's the first time entering the workforce. Yeah. Or maybe in other instances, a person may have been dislocated trying to get back in the workforce. Or lastly, a person may be just trying to get a skills upgrade and get a promotion.
I see.
So that's what workforce development does.
So it's a... It would be fair to say it's more responsive than your...
Absolutely. You're training to meet that immediate need, and that's the whole piece that comes with the community college. You're right there at the ground level. Mm. I still get the interaction with employers. I still serve on a variety of boards tied to whether it's chamber or economic development, hearing firsthand. But I also, you know, it's not just that. I also have the adult education program where a lot of people who thought that maybe, you know, there are no opportunities or chances for me to see those individuals, we just had a graduation recently, go across that stage and know that there's hope, and it starts with education as their foundation. It's amazing.
That's a provocative statement. So it starts with hope.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Hope is making sure that they understand that there's someone in their corner, and that, yeah, the chips may seem that they're all down now, but by golly, here's a plan, and we're going to do it together. We're a cheerleader. We're entering into this agreement, you and I, and that we're going to help you get there.
So you bring that element to the work you do through workforce development.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
So then do you have those kinds of interactions with your own staff? How many people are we talking here that run this thing?
Oh, my gosh. For workforce development, it would probably be upwards of around 60 plus.
Really?
Because it's not just training. We also have business, what's called corporate solutions, where we actually provide solutions to employers, whether it's strategic plans and other things like that, the whole facilitating that process improvement.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Folks, are you realizing that this is a big deal? I had no idea.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you're here. Folks, I'm glad you're with me, too, because it would be a lot lonelier without you. Thanks for tuning in. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
Truckin' Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truckin' Car Concepts. With their cars, we're number one by far.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. Come truck it up with me this week, and I'll save you money. Get your deluxe detail package, complete window tinting, and heavy-duty floor mats starting at $339.95.
Truck and Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts. With their cars, we're number one by far.
You'll save big bucks on the package, and I'll even throw in a great pair of free sunglasses. Come on, truck it up with us this weekend, and bring your cars too. You're gonna love it.
Truck and Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop. We always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts. Everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're talking with Kim Morgan this morning. She is the vice president of this little thing called workforce development out there at TCC. Had no idea. 60-plus employees doing all kinds of stuff. I mean, just working with employers, dealing with students, developing programs that train those students that are aimed at getting them in front of the right employment opportunities. Do you find it even part of that process? You mentioned this corporate something.
So corporate solutions.
What is that about?
That's where we go and work with employers. We provide free, no-cost consultation to figure out what their needs are, and we come up with the solutions for them, making sure that employers understand that it's not just planning for today, but it's planning for the success of their business in the future as well. So I have subject matter experts in a variety of different areas.
Sounds like family therapy.
Maybe therapy for all of us, but yeah, certainly making.
I mean, think about that. What was your background educationally? What did you do at Florida State?
Actually, Florida State, my undergrad degree is in criminal justice. My MBA, of course, master's in business administration, is a piece that guides me more so than anything right now.
I don't know. That CJ degree might be part of this whole thing. Especially because you and Jim then have this kind of law enforcement sort of way of thinking of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
A plus B equals
C. It's problem solving. It's logic.
Very straight line. Very logical. It's not intuitive, but very personable, it seems to me. You seem like a very nice person.
Thank you.
Which is not at all contrary to what I've heard about you. I'm just saying that it's in fact a pleasant conversation here. Folks, we're talking about this work that was initiated. How did it come about? Was it modeled after the whole Workforce Plus thinking, or was this something that that Jim cooked up, or the folks at TCC came up with? How did it all initiate?
Well, the whole division of workforce development's been in place at the college for some time. I think certainly with President Murdaugh, his focus on workforce development and leading a strong, I call it, initiative that focuses on what employers are looking for.
Yeah.
I think the matching of talents just works well because I'm coming out of a workforce development environment and marriage works.
You know how it works.
Yeah.
And then the pragmatism involved, right?
This is a
university, Tallahassee Community College president, I should say, who has that sort of pragmatism about him, the pragmatics of let's make sure that whatever we're doing
it at the best.
We're getting people plugged into where they need to be.
Absolutely. That's what matters to him, that our students complete. And
having that interactive component with employers is remarkable. So then do these folks who are running these corporations look to you and say, hey, I know I want to grow as a company. Can you help me better? You said that's really what this corporate program does. Do they create positions then around some of the recommendations that you bring? Or?
Well, it's a variety of things.
What's that process?
We can profile different jobs. If they're trying to figure out, you know what, I got this star player that works for me, this A game, who's on their A game.
Yeah.
I love to replicate that. How do I do that?
How do I get more of that?
We can profile a job and make sure that what they're advertising is what they'll
actually. What they're looking for.
Yeah, what they're looking for.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Huh. So this isn't just a part-time thing for you, right?
It's not a part-time thing. We even have, I mean, we're even in a reentry center. I mean, that
Goodness.
Falls under workforce development as well.
Do you do anything else besides this? I mean, it's
like start new initiatives.
Wow. So we don't have to worry about you just wandering the streets
no
at night
idle
looking
time.
For something to do.
No. It's, all occupied.
Goodness sakes. Okay, folks. So, and then your efforts for the future. Where do you see this all going? I mean, you guys have some kind of pro forma, I would imagine. You've got a kind of forecast of where you see workforce development headed. What's up ahead for you guys?
For us and for workforce development, it's making sure that the alignment with business continues, that we know what their needs are, not only for today, but helping them in the future as well. Being a strong, I call it, advocate in at the table for economic development, that if we're businesses are looking at expanding or businesses are looking to relocate to our area, that we're there and that they know that they'll have a workforce that's ready, that's viable, and that they can go into their future success counting on TCC.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. So then comes along this thing that has newly formed, this institute. What is it called? Institute for or of or by?
It's the Institute for Nonprofit Innovation and Excellence, affectionately known as INNE.
I'll never remember.
I know, affectionately known as INNE.
Can't they just say it's the nonprofit thing? It's so much easier.
It's education and community. You got to elevate it. You got to plan for where you want to be.
It just sounds way too lofty for me. I'm not that way. Say it again. Institute
for Nonprofit Innovation and Excellence.
Nonprofit Innovation and
Excellence.
In other words, there's some innovation that is not excellent and some that can be.
And we're saying that our vision
innovation
is that we will be.
And excellence.
Absolutely.
Okay, so those of you who are aimed at being innovative out there, make sure that you're also
excellent
in doing that. And here we've got an institute formed for you that can help you achieve that as a nonprofit organization. And your role in that is what?
Actually, probably 2012, 2013, a group of individuals who've been working on this concept for some years. I think Kelly Oddie pointed it out in one of her recent articles that it had been a conversation in this community for nearly 11 years. They approached President Murdaugh, asked if he would join in leading this effort in bringing it to fruition. And stars aligned when I came on board. He placed this in my area under the Division of Workforce Development as one of those focuses that we wanted to make sure that we gave back to this community. And set about pulling together an implementation group and team, and it has worked. And I think what's really unique about this is that it's grassroots. No, there was no paid staff attached to it. Volunteers, just committed people who had been around the table, who were stakeholders, invested in making sure that nonprofits be in a position to not just survive, but to thrive here. And that's what, for me, it's the icing on the cake. It's the story that no one else could have probably written any better.
We've had a conversation with Alice Lee Stansberry, at least on one occasion, and I recall her pointing out that Leon County was replete with nonprofit organizations. She was telling me there were somewhere around 400, 500 organizations. Recently, somebody said 700, and I suppose it depends on whether you include those organizations that may not be formally nonprofit, but they're a fundraising group for some other charitable organization.
Absolutely.
Or something, you know what I mean? So all that to say that with that kind of impetus behind you, it makes sense that you would want to have an organization to address the reality of all of these folks out there. And I think part of my concern has been that so many of them seem a bit confused about their mission and about how to go about communicating the idea and the value that they bring, right, their solution. So this organization is designed to try to help them articulate that, I guess?
Well, it's to make sure that we're meeting the needs and filling any of the gaps. You know, when I look at our core, it's the advocating, it's engaging, and then it's the core of educating. Educating at a variety of different levels. We conducted a survey. Actually, there were two surveys conducted to make sure of the nonprofit sector that we had a pulse on what their needs were, and we were able to document at least 600-plus nonprofits that were formed. Certainly, there are more that you know are thinking about being formed or whatever the case may be. But what we were able to determine is that their common needs were how do we fundraise and come up with the resource development plans. The second is on board governance. And then what we later found out is also technology and communication. So taking that in mind, that's what we've done. We've created an educational curriculum that's just designed to support their needs, what they are today, that not only grows that executive director, the frontline staff, but also their board and even the community that can get involved in this effort.
Folks, if you've just joined us, we have Kim Moore talking with us about a lot of things. Workforce development, she's the vice president out there for this program at TCC. She's involved with this Institute for Nonprofit Innovation and Excellence.
You got it. Balloons are coming
down. And we're going
to
learn more about that as we continue. Stay with me. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Don't forget, you can find us online, TallahasseeTalks.com. Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merry Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Merry Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Merry Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at merrymaids.com.
Now we're talking Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So here we are, folks, on a Saturday morning and having a great time talking to Kim Moore about all kinds of very cool things going on in Tallahassee. By the way, that is the prerequisite, you know. If you're going to be on this show, you have to be doing something very cool. Or you have to be yourself a very cool person. And in this case, we have the perfect storm with Kim because she's just dripping in coolness. And then she's got this very cool thing, workforce development out there at TCC. And now involved with the Institute for Nonprofit Innovation and Excellence. I really wish they would just shorten this up. Then we just call it the Institute, and everybody would know that.
Everybody knew
it. Come on, folks. I want to get your thoughts about that. How this town rolls, and we Joe Burgess.
No.
Joe is the principal at Lawton Childs.
Oh, yes,
High
I
School.
Do. Yes.
Okay, so
interactive.
There we go. And Aaron Clark, who is one of his chiefs out there, he heads up test administration for Childs High School. So so we're talking with them about their work with March of Dimes.
Right.
Well, you'd have to be living in a cave for the last 60 years to not know what March of Dimes is, I guess,
right,
or that it exists. But I certainly learned a lot more about the impact of their organization, their work over the many decades. That generally has contributed well to the quality of life at a national, maybe even a worldwide level, by virtue of the research that's been funded, the kinds of things that now are taken for granted.
Right.
But like an APGAR test, you know, that it's just commonplace, but that all came about And it was initiated through Franklin Roosevelt. FDR said, you know what, I suffer with polio, and I want to see if we can eradicate that. I think arguably you can say that polio is not a threat in most in most countries, and certainly we have the solution at hand. But a lot of other achievements along the way. So nonprofit organizations contribute sizably, would you agree, to the general welfare, huh?
They are the safety net, whether you're talking about, you know, the arts or whether you're talking about human services. And the focus of the Institute, because what we learned throughout all of this, you know, researching and pulling together, is that there is not one single safety net or organization that's kind of looking at the welfare of nonprofits.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all operating, trying to do very good things with their, you know, live up to their mission, but who's taking care of them?
Right.
Well, that's what the Institute's all about,
right.
That they can do their jobs and we can take care of them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and now the intersecting point here mm-hmm. is that we're still looking at one county, Leon County. Right?
No, actually, the Institute, hence the reason for the long name, allows us to go beyond, you know, the normal boundaries that you might take into account, whether you're thinking about, you know, Gadsden, Leon, and McCullough. As a matter of fact, just 2 weeks ago, the Institute entered into its first formal agreement with Thomas University, who also has a nonprofit capacity building organization.
I see.
We will, which in essence allows us the presence there in South Georgia as well.
Okay. So the Institute's going to have this regional footprint. And beyond, perhaps.
And beyond.
Huh? Okay. For those of us working slobs who are the ones being asked to contribute, it occurs to me that because we have so many nonprofit groups in Tallahassee, we'll say, proper, there isn't a weekend that goes by that there aren't at least a dozen 5Ks and car washes. And I asked Alice Lee this question. Can't we just do one coast-to-coast run? And so you could take all of the 5Ks and just...
Proceeds and just divide them
just
up.
Just link them all together.
Okay.
So the first 5K, you're doing this for this organization.
Right.
And then you just keep running until you get to San Francisco.
Right.
And then you turn around and you run back.
Sounds like you got it all solved.
I mean, so that way we don't have to spread this out over, you know, 52 weeks. I'm messing with you, but the point is, a lot of people say to me, you know what, I can't do all of that.
Right.
I can't go to every event. And sadly enough, I had a guy call me 2-3 weeks ago who has a nonprofit group that's intended to, has as its focus, aiding wounded soldiers,
right
that have returned from battle.
Mm-hmm.
He's called me from their golf tournament.
Wow.
And he was really dismayed, and he said, I really need your help. I need somebody to help me market this whole thing. I've got 26 golfers here at a golf tournament, and I should have at least 50 or even 100.
Wow.
And I listened, and I said, well, you know, marketing may not be the solution or may be helpful, but the real issue is how many other fundraisers are going on right now? There's only so many dollars in Leon County. And when I met with a client the other day, he said, you know, and he lives in Seattle, and he's building this national chain of restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I said, is Tallahassee marked as one of your markets? He said, no, because this is a depressed economy.
Wow.
And I said, how do you come to that? And he rattled off a number of statistics. And I was unarmed, so I wasn't, you know, I'm no goodness sakes, I barely get here in the mornings. So I wasn't able to really fire back. But it did sort of put me on notice that from the outside world looking in, certainly his world, Tallahassee not so much. So I'm interested in laying all that in front of you to see how does that square with you?
I think with respect to nonprofits, one of the roles that the Institute can play is making sure that they are, we're convening. And through the convening, looking at opportunities to collaborate, making sure that nonprofits are connecting and understanding that if there's an opportunity to host a single event and you do it collaboratively, then wow, isn't that still the win-win? or looking at ways to fundraise and resource and develop resources that are different than what they've done before. Maybe you don't need as many car washes. Maybe you start taking advantage of technology and gathering donations from around that's global instead of just here in our central area. We've been contacted by a number of, I call it, great community stakeholders who care about the sector and see the Institute as a viable organization where they can put their resources into making sure that nonprofits as a whole, the sector, is strengthened by having this institute and that they get educated on what's out there and that when individuals invest in them, that they understand that there's a business side of it. There's an expectation. There's the return on investment. How are you moving and getting closer to your mission?
I think the notion is that there are only so many dollars to go around. So that's what I'm wondering is the challenge of having all of this need, all of the demand for support being presented to the community that itself is just looking to try to keep going. So
I think you'd probably be surprised that when talking with and when looking at our surveys that a number of the nonprofits are maybe just focusing on one single source of funding, but there are a variety of different fundings that even go outside of our area. It could be grants, it could be foundations. Our goal will be arming them with the tools to make sure that they can pursue them. So it's not a drain on just a single source as that, you know, whether it's United Way, whether it's city, county, whomever, that there are other tools.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm feeling better now.
Yeah.
Gotta Kim, make you're doing
better.
Your job. Get me reoriented. Stay with us, folks. Coming up, ABC News here at the top of the hour. We've got Kim Moore in studio. Kim, thanks for being with us.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure to have you. We'll look forward to having you back right after the break. Stay with me.
July 9, 1755, near Fort Duquesne, now the city of Pittsburgh, a 23-year-old British officer leads his troops in battle during the French and Indian War. Though fired upon repeatedly, this young lieutenant colonel remains unharmed to the disbelief of the native warriors. 15 years later, a respected Indian chief sat over a council fire with this same man. As he told all those listening, the Great Spirit protects this man and guides his destiny. He will become the chief of nations, and a people yet unborn will hail him as the founder of a mighty empire. The man was George Washington, who went on to become the commander-in-chief of the Continental Army and the first president of the United States. This inspiring message of freedom brought to you by Southern Smiles Family Dentistry, providing comprehensive dental care. Call 875-3908.
Welcome back. Tallahassee Talks is here and ready to go. We have in our second hour of this here radio show on this Saturday. Last weekend in July, so man, summer is charging right along, and as we look toward August, we're thinking, yeah, that's right, back to school and football and getting over the summer doldrums and the dog days and such, and lots of things going on around town that will keep us interested. Have you been following some of this going on with the Tallahassee Mall? Of course, very curious to find out from the now in the saddle developer who thus far has been rather, I would say, less than forthcoming entirely with the plans. But what we know is that there are plans being made to revitalize, demolish a portion of the Tallahassee Mall and rebuild and reshape. And we're getting the very broad strokes. We're hearing that some very cool things will be afoot. So we're all eager to find out how that will go. It's been suggested over the years that perhaps that location would be a great spot for a performing arts center. Others have argued that the cost of trying to retrofit that and make that happen would be formidable and prohibitive. So I don't know. That probably isn't in the works. And if, I mean, I'm certainly not the brightest crayon in the box here, but if I'm a developer, I'm looking for, you know, dollars per square foot and you know, full occupancy. So you got to figure that it's going to be heading in that direction. And somebody asked me the other day, you know, maybe the Dillard, or the old Dillard's location there. It's been vacant all these years. Will be removed and something else in its place. Maybe a new food court will go in. Be interesting. I'd like to hear your opinion, actually, if you have a chance. Go to our Facebook page and tell me what you think will happen with the Tallahassee Mall. Be interested in your comments. By the way, you can email us to topics@TallahasseeTalks.com is there for you. So you can bring to us some point that you'd like to make, or you can suggest a topic or a guest you'd like us to consider. And, of course, you've always heard me say this, that our website is available to you for all kinds of things. Do you know about the Tallahassee VIP Club? I bet you didn't, because you haven't been to the website lately. Go to the website, TallahasseeTalks.com, and if you go to the VIP page, you can sign up for it, and it's free. But basically, you sign up to receive discount coupons on your phone. So, yeah, very common practice these days when you get a text from a local merchant or an announcement, a reminder, something of that nature. Tallahassee VIP Club is what we call it. By submitting to us through that means, you just text in the keyword there, which I believe is Tally, to the phone number you'll see listed. That puts you in the rotation. So, and you can change your mind and you can opt out at any time. You can always drop out later if it's not really what you thought it was going to be, or if you're moving out of the area or whatever reason. So you don't get spammed. You're not getting anything that's unwanted in your text basket on your cell phone or your smartphone. So that's just a neat thing we do for you to try to help you get more by being a part of what we do, and that's a great way to do it. Listen to this. Did you know that we have going on today all kinds of activities that are rather interesting? And here's one over at Native Nurseries I thought was rather curious. This is called Captivating Carnivorous Plants. How cool is that? Captivating Carnivorous Plants. And by the way, I'm at the tallyconnection.com website. Okay, that's where I'm pulling all this stuff. You should do this. Tallyconnection.com. It's a great place to go and stay informed. Jimmy Whitehead is a Florida certified nursery professional and owner of North Florida Carnivorous Plants Nursery. Huh. And he's going to introduce us to the carnivorous plants that are native to the Florida Panhandle. And then share with us how easy it is to grow these guys. And he'll have some for sale. Pitcher plants and sundews and Venus flytraps. Of course, we all know about the Venus flytrap. But the pitcher plants, those are kind of cool too, aren't they? Ever seen those things? The name aptly describes them. They are these kind of long vase or vase-looking sort of plants that have an attractive liquid. And the little unsuspecting insect goes flying in there, and, yeah, it's curtains, pal. Anyway, so that's going on at Native Nurseries. I thought you'd find that amusing. I did. I'm always into kind of offbeat or quirky sort of things. That's how I got this job. Have I told you about the prepared promotion we're doing? I think I told you about this earlier. If you've just joined us, I'm going to tell you that Guardian Home Inspections and Repairs is our title sponsor this year. This is a great service. It's an information campaign that will supply you with all that you need to know about staying prepared for severe weather throughout the year. Storms of various kinds, hail and thunderstorms and flood and lightning and heat, humidity, it all comes at us. And yes, hurricanes too, but hurricanes are really not our biggest threat, are they? I mean, how many homes have been flooded in this town or set on fire by lightning? So you need to have some of this information in front of you. You'll find emergency contact info and professional services that are offered to you, along with some very helpful information, including as to how you could develop an emergency plan for your family. What happens if it's in the middle of the night and the house is struck by lightning and, oh my gosh, you know, do you have a plan in place? And what about anyone in your home who is dependent on any kind of at-home medical equipment? Have you thought through this? Well, hopefully you have. Or what about pets? What are you going to do about them? Anyway, so that's available to you. We've got other events in a minute with our very lovely Bianca Moore. She's coming up. And then we'll be talking with Heather Thomas, the editor for Tallahassee Woman magazine, bringing us another woman to watch. And Scott Pliskin will be in the business spotlight, so stay with me. But right now, here's Bianca Moore with Events in a Minute.
Today is the first annual Battle of the Bands fundraiser, benefiting Wakulla One Step Community Center. Gates open at 10 a.m., and the event lasts until 8 this evening. Tomorrow, take your chance to make history and set a new world record. Bring your friends and family to pose in a group photograph to help raise awareness that 1 in 12 people in the world have some form of hepatitis and that someone dies every 30 seconds from hepatitis. Check-in is at 9:30 a.m. at the picnic tables at Lake Ella for the picture at 10 a.m. This Thursday, join ABC Liquors in a craft beer tasting from 6 to 8 p.m. For only $10, you will sample over 60 craft beers and receive a souvenir beer glass and a coupon to use for the evening. With your Events in a Minute, I'm Bianca Moore.
This portion of our show is brought to you by The Green Room. Heather Baker and company, this is an amazing person. And right here in our very own town of Tallahassee, Heather Baker is award-winning, having spent her entire career in hair. And I mean, she really knows how to make you look great for you, not try to make you look like somebody else. And yes, she is officially the hairdresser for Tallahassee Talks. I'm telling you, if I can go in there, guys, listen, stop fooling around with the chop shops around town. Get involved with somebody who really loves this craft. That's what she does, and it's called The Green Room on Lake Ella. They're located at 1425 North Monroe, right there at Lake Ella. You can reach her at 425-5222, or just go to her Facebook page, The Green Room on Lake Ella. It's the best thing you can do for your look this week.
The holidays are coming. Well, in a few months, and that's why now is the time to shower up with the beautiful custom shower enclosure from Witten Glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. They've designed and installed tub and shower enclosures for Tallahassee homeowners for over 70 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures provide style and luxury at an affordable price. With the holidays coming, that means family, and that means now is the time to shower up with style. Call Witten Glass today, 222-5781, or chat online with one of their service professionals at wittenglass.com. W-H-I-D-D-O-N, Witten, the best name in glass since 1945. Call 222-5781.
The best place for conversation. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Good morning. I'm Heather Thomas, editor of Tallahassee Woman Magazine, here with another edition of Women to Watch. We are currently talking to Gloria Pugh. She's president and chief executive officer of AMWAT Moving, Warehousing, and Storage. She is one of our top finalists for the Women Who Mean Business Awards Entrepreneurial Award. She is... part of a power couple team with her wonderful husband, Dean. And she and Dean have really striven to be leaders, not only in their workplace, but in the community. And I'd like for you to answer this question. Tallahassee needs more of what? What does Tallahassee need?
Tallahassee needs a more diverse population. We need a population growth. We certainly need a population growth. Tallahassee, it's a very unique situation that we're in. Well, not unique, because there are other areas in the country that are similar to ours, but Tallahassee is the contiguous counties. The counties that surround Tallahassee are low populated and not very high income. So those counties actually rely on Tallahassee to help them. We need a population increase. We need to attract more people to come live in Tallahassee. Anyhow, the resources in Tallahassee are fabulous. It's just that we definitely need to increase our population, and we definitely need to attract larger businesses or assist startups to create more business opportunities.
Do you feel like you were assisted or helped as far as a small business? Again, they've taken it to the state and national level, and that's definitely due to a lot of hard work on their part. But did you find the Tallahassee business community supportive in that regard?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our story began with an article that I read in the Tallahassee Democrat about the Jim Moran Institute. They did a feature on Nolia Brandt, who owned Brandt Information Services at the time. There are new owners right now that she sold. Anyhow, the story was so similar to mine, except for that she was in technology and Dean and I were in the moving industry. It was so similar that I wanted so bad to be mentored by the Jim Moran Institute. However, I did not meet the criteria at the time. But that never stops an entrepreneur or somebody who is on a mission.
Amen.
So I contacted them. I called everybody that knew the Jim Moran Institute. I called everybody that knew Jerry Osterjung. He was the person who was in charge of JMI at that time. And I did not give up. And one day, Jerry Osterjung called. And he said, I have gotten your emails. I have gotten your telephone calls. People have talked to me about you. And so Nolia Brandt is your mentor. And so it started with the Jim Moran Institute. It's Florida State University College of Business, Jim Moran Institute. I highly encourage business owners to seek help from them. They are awesome. And then the Chamber of Commerce, Nolia Brandt said, you need to join the Chamber of Commerce. And we joined the Chamber of Commerce. And then once we got established with the Chamber of Commerce, the Economic Development Council. So there are so many resources out there for the business owner or professional to reach out to. But this is the thing. I, through my experience and my relationships with other businesses, is that I find that sometimes business owners do not want to give the full story. In other words, they leave certain facts out because they're too embarrassed to share them because they don't want to seem like failures, or they're just embarrassed.
That's interesting.
You know, and the thing is that when you are reaching out for help, you have got to lay out all the cards on the table so that they know the experts, these professionals who have been through it themselves, they know how to help you. They know, you know what, that's okay. So I think that reaching out and talking to other business owners is really important for success, because a lot of times some of the things that you're going through on those really, really, really kind of stressful days where you're like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. Talking to somebody actually kind of is a relief, because they'll, you know, a lot of times I went through that and, mm-hmm. you know, this is how I handle it, or this is who I reached out to. And I think that some people, they're too embarrassed. And the thing is that business, there's going to be some embarrassment days and there's going to be some really great, awesome days. So it's just yes, Tallahassee has a lot of great resources. And in fact, the Jim Moran Institute with the Chamber of Commerce Small Business Development Center recently created a one-stop shop website. I believe it's called Biz. Oh my God, Mike Campbell's going to kill me for not remembering what the name is. But anyhow, it's out there. Jim Moran Institute, if you go to their website, I'm sure they will lead you to it.
Well, you know, you brought up an interesting aspect to really what I think we're trying to do with the magazine is build a community and passing on the flames of inspiration. And that doesn't mean that you've got it all figured out and everything's mm-hmm. perfect and hunky-dory. In fact, a lot of our flames that we've collected and women have shared with us are riddled with mistakes and failures. And I think it's really not looking at things as failures, but as opportunities to make yourself better, to make things better, to really use them as building blocks. So could you share your flame of inspiration? And I wish I had it right in front of me to, you know, recall it word for word. But if you go to our Women Who Mean Business community Facebook page, it is posted on there. But you could probably even share it in a more in-depth context here.
Well, my flame of inspiration was about your brand and how your brand identifies who you are to the marketplace. And the marketplace, they quickly develop an impression on a brand, whether it's a brand that they trust or whether it's the brand that they do not trust. So protecting your brand is extremely, extremely important.
I think AmWatt has such a strong brand because it has such a...
Whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we have Dr. Scott Pliskin with us. Mahan Animal Clinic is the name of the...
Establishment.
The establishment, thank you, over there on Mahan Drive. And you've been in that location for a while, too, haven't
you? Yeah, since 98. Started with a partner.
Yeah.
And we shed each other after a while. And but I'm still there chopping wood every day, making a living.
That's a great location because there's so many folks that live out on the east side, the Buck Lake area.
It's a beautiful area. Yeah. You know, this is not veterinary related, but it's close enough to have access to anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's not in the middle of everything.
You're at the gateway right there. It's on Mahan and I guess about maybe half a mile then east of Weems on the left-hand side going out east.
For most people who use visual references,
we're
right across from the Nissan dealership. And as you're heading out of town on 90, or just before you get to the Enterprise car rental place.
Okay, that helps.
They're very easy to spot.
There you go. So you know where they're located. And give us that phone number again.
The phone number is area code, of course, if you're calling from Alaska, 850. The number in Tallahassee, 402-0557.
Okay. We've talked a little bit, too, about proper care and the appropriateness of an animal if you're giving this animal as a gift. And I started to tell you about our situation with this Samoyed puppy. As it turned out, shaving her was not the very best thing to do because now she's comfortable. She's outside for several hours. She got sunburned. Who knew?
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
If you're going to take some coat off your dog, especially a white dog, leave enough to prevent sunburn.
Yeah.
They can, just as we, become sunburn, and it's a problem.
It was a horrible problem, and we didn't know at the time that she was diabetic.
Uh-huh.
So these blisters got infected.
Oh, my.
You know, so it just kind of escalated, and we were having trouble getting her well again.
Yes.
And because of the diabetes, not healing well.
Mm-hmm.
So after some exploration, we found out, okay, so now we're giving her these twice daily injections of insulin, and the dog is doing great. She's got her hair back. She's got her personality back. She bites me when I come home at night like she used to. So it's good.
You know, for people who do have that, it is so simple. Don't let the needles scare you away.
Yeah.
They're so minute that they're not at all uncomfortable for the dog. And they extend their life and the quality of it. It's not a death knell.
No, it isn't.
It doesn't sound a death knell.
No, it isn't. I would say from our own personal experience, how often do you see those kinds of medical issues? Now, I mean, you're dealing with the sort of mundane, the spay and neuter kind of things. But in terms of treatments, what do you see a lot
of? We see a lot of diabetes because as we eat, so do our animals very often.
Hmm.
A lot of metabolic issues. There's in cats a lot of thyroid problems as they age, kidney and liver, obesity. Just as for the human population, is a big factor, and that of course is. Look who's talking, but, detrimental to their health in many areas.
So we can think in terms of our own health as sort of a model for them.
There are some differences.
And, yeah.
Yes, exercise, less caloric intake. There are certain differences in medicine for house pets and people, but 95% of the physiology, the way the body works, is identical, and so are the medicines very often.
Although I don't drink out of our toilet, I know that they have a different sort of level of tolerance.
Yes, exactly. Keep it flushed, keep it clean, or keep the darn seat down, as my wife would say, you know?
When you think back, you've been in practice now, you said 30 years or so. Were you this interested as a youth, as a youngster?
I often wonder.
How did you get into this, huh?
Oh, how did I get in? I was not a great student. At first, I was a teacher in the New York City school system. Huh. Moved down here and went to Gainesville. They gave me an interview the first year. That tells you how old I am. The first year they opened up the vet school and said, try again next year. I was a little older then, having taught and had some life experience. Anyway, ended up in Mexico City, where they had the National University, and then came back here to Tallahassee and set up practice with a terrific doctor who's retired now, Luke Blanton. And here I am.
Did you always have an interest in animals?
I always did. Yeah. I always did. When I was in fifth grade, I read a book by the veterinarian for Ringling Brothers, Barnum Bailey Circus, and I said, this is it. Forget the jet pilot and the fireman. This is it. And so I consider myself very lucky. How many people do what they want to do every Monday? They go, another week of this stuff. I would do it again.
Do you have to make a decision during your training as a veterinarian whether you work on large animals, small animals? Because, I mean, I can't bring my horse over to your office, right?
There is great debate over whether to make separate tracks for small animal specialists, large animal. But as of now, we have to learn everything. And we can specialize later in our training.
I see. So, in fact, when you talk with folks and they do have exotic pets, or maybe they have larger animals, you can handle that. It's just a question of what you are more often likely to do. Is that
exactly? Yeah. After doing it for 30 years and buying all those expensive medical books, you can specialize, and you can, if you want to get board certified, jump through those hoops, and that would indicate a vast body of knowledge and experience. Yeah.
Well, and that brings up another point, too. A lot of talk about chocolate and dogs, and and we've heard too that apparently onions are not good for dogs.
A whole bunch of what?
So give us that quick list.
Okay,
then.
The quick list. I'll give you a real short one because at my age, my memory is failing. But chocolate, of course. Now, if your dog eats an M&M, don't call me, please. there's very little real chocolate, but if he gets a hold of a Baker's bar of chocolate, you're in a lot of trouble. Also, onions, of course, have enzymes in them. Raw fish, especially the offal, the intestines, have an enzyme there that can cause problems. Raisins, plums, grapes, things of that nature. They think it's the prussic acid in the raisins and grapes, but they don't know what the problem is.
Well, I would suggest, folks, before you start tossing your dog a treat, think twice. Read the label. And if it's chocolate, we know we can't do that. I don't know why you'd be feeding your dog onions, but then again.
Hey, you know, put them on a pizza. You know, just call me. If you have a question, if I don't know it, I'll try and find
it
out
for
you.
Well, that's a good thought. Thank you very much. Let's give you that phone number again one more time, folks. It's the area is 850 and then
402-0557. Correct.
And so there you go. We have Dr. Scott Pliskin, who has been willing to subject himself to this sort of ordeal here on
the medications help.
On a Saturday morning. With our intention then to bring you that information you need during this festive time of year when we're giving pets as gifts and planning to do some traveling or bringing them indoors. We want to make sure they don't chew on something that might make them sick or feed them something out of the Christmas stocking that could kill them.
Or the stocking itself.
Or the stocking itself and tinsel. I mean, it's a nightmare.
Yes. Don't talk them out of getting pets, though, okay?
So we can take some of these precautions in hand and enjoy ourselves and our pets even more thoroughly, thanks to the good wisdom of Dr. Pliskin.
Thank you, Brian.
It's been a pleasure. Okay. Folks, stay with us. We'll be back with more. Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
The most talked about topics in town. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Well, folks, here we are at the end of this very lovely 2 hours of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning, 93.3 FM. In Tallahassee. We're so glad you've been with us. What a great show today with Scott Pliskin, our good friend, veterinarian here in Tallahassee with Mahan Animal Clinic, and Heather Thomas and her guest Gloria, learning a whole lot more about these good people. And Heather Thomas, for her part, does such a fabulous job. Tallahassee Woman Magazine, by the way. You need to check them out. Tallahassee Woman Magazine, one of the finest publications in the region, and they do such a great job of keeping everybody posted. And, you know, a lot of men read the magazine, too. I'm one of them. And you learn a whole lot about women. And Lord knows I certainly can use some help there. Just ask my wife. So if you're like me, you might want to check that out, Tallahassee Woman Magazine. And again, thanks to Heather for being with us today. And then our good friend Kim Moore, who brought us all kinds of good information about what's going on with this newly formed Institute for Nonprofit Associations and her work over the years in helping people through her efforts as part of this workforce environment that has been really part of the landscape for now several years, a decade or more. So we've gotten a lot out of that, and we've learned a whole lot more today, I think, about how this town is moving forward and what kinds of things are happening that make life better for us. But I want to close the show today with some reflections, if you will. This is not my normal pattern, but had this conversation earlier with one of our colleagues and talking about Tallahassee's history, particularly Leon County, I guess, would be the better way of looking at this, this particular subject. And I've entitled this The Insidious Tragedy of Slavery. You see, 154 years ago, nearly 75% of the population in Leon County lived in slavery. The census of 1860 reported a total population of roughly 12,000, of which the number of slaves was estimated to be a little over 9,000. During the 1820s through the 1850s, Leon County had attracted planters from Georgia and Virginia, Maryland, and North and South Carolina because of its fertile soils and its long growing season, and particularly coastal cotton became notable. Coastal cotton grows very well in Leon County, as it turned out, and because coastal cotton produces a finer fiber, it produces a finer fabric, it could and did fetch a better price. So among those planters, notably, was the very well-respected and known Francis Epps. Many of us know of his significance. He was the grandson of Thomas Jefferson, who served as then Tallahassee's first mayor. He established the third oldest police force in the country, and he played a principal role in the establishment of the West Florida Seminary, which eventually became Florida State University. Well, Francis Epps, along with those other folks that came to the county called Leon, responsible for better than 70 plantations, and had in their in the population then an estimated 9,000 who were in slavery. Up until the early stages of the Civil War, Leon County, in fact, was the fifth largest producer of cotton between all counties in Georgia and Florida. And remarkably, Leon County, among all the counties in Florida, had the highest concentration of slavery, again, nearly 75% in this one county, against other counties around the state. So what we find in that environment, I think, is a way of life that becomes a way of thinking, becomes entrenched in the very fiber, if you will, the fabric of this cotton kingdom. So that's 1860, and you fast forward 100 years, maybe 150 years, and the question remains, what is the real tragedy? Slavery, in any capacity, is tragic. But these days, it occurs to me that we have to look at some of the more subtle outfall, some of the more subtle and more insidious damage that that way of thinking can create when we resign ourselves to imagining that things are just the way they're intended to be. But when we've decided that I am where I'm at because that's just kind of the way it is. And that which keeps me held fast is just my place in life, sort of that manifest destiny for me. So that to imagine myself in some other way doesn't really happen. So you see, there's this reciprocal sort of relationship between those who find themselves in that position. We'll call them those who are infected with the slave mentality, and those who rule over them, or that mindset that rules over them, that way of thinking that itself is the master of their direction, their ambition, their imaginations. So my concern, my admonition to me, to all that I work for and all the many fine people that I work with, is to say, where are you and where are you going? It's not about where you've been or what you've come from. It's where you're headed. And if you find yourself standing up against the very things that seem to be holding you back, well, many of those things may be within yourself, yeah. Some of those things may be entrenched in the way that we think of this community. Again, having come from a history rooted in this concentration of slave mentality. Folks, I think we have before us an opportunity right now, and I mean in this era, in this time, where Tallahassee can break free, where we can break free, where we can step forward and explore and advance those innovative, if you want to say entrepreneurial, certainly more imaginative ways of building a community around freedom, around self-actualization, self-realization, around experiment and innovation and contribution to our children, to the community at large, and to the world beyond us. Why not? Why cannot Tallahassee become one of those shining stars that rises and says, this is what we do, this is how we do it, and it's a great way to live life. Folks, that's my commentary for you today. I want you to take with you the idea that you are free and you are set free from whatever mindset and whatever rules may have been holding you back. I'm with you and I'm for you. Folks, that's what we like to do here, bring you the things that'll encourage you to do more, to be a part of more, and celebrate all that is Tallahassee. That's what Tallahassee Talks is all about. And that's why every week I tell you, we're here talking about the things that Tallahassee cares about the most. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
Truckin' Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truckin' Car Concepts.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. Come truck it up with me this week, and I'll save you money. Get your deluxe detail package, complete window tinting, and heavy-duty floor mats starting at $339.95.
Truck and Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts. Their cars, we're number one by far.
You'll save big bucks on the package, and I'll even throw in a great pair of free sunglasses. Come on, truck it up with us this weekend and bring your cars too. You're gonna love it.
Truck and Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop. We always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts. Everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800.